Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kitabul Adab. This is the book of good manners. Babul Hayai wa Fadlihi wal Hathi ala Takhalluqi bihi. This is the 84th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Alhamdulillah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on Haya, which is known as modesty, wa Fadlihi and his virtue, and also encouraging people to inculcate this good quality of Haya and modesty. We find that modesty is an integral part of our deen, our sharia. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one hadith that every deen, every religion has a special trait in it. And the special trait of Islam is haya and modesty. A person who has got a modest life, then he is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings in his life piety, taqwa, purity, chastity. And if a person is deprived of haya, then he behave immorally. He won't be modest. He'll have immodesty in his life. He won't bother about many of the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will do as he pleases. He will desire freedom and not being subjected to the divine laws of sharia. So therefore, ulama have explained, like Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, in his explanation of haya, he said, Haqiqat of haya, haqiqatul haya, the reality of haya is that your Mawla must see you in those places that he has commanded you to be. And he must not see you in those places where he has prohibited you from. So those places where Allah Ta'ala has expected us to be there, then we should be there and do those things that Allah has commanded us to do. And where Allah does not want to see us, we should not be there. That is the reality of haya. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على رجل من الأنصار وهو يعظ أخاه في الحياء فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه فإن الحياء من الإيمان متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by one Ansari who was advising his brother not to have too much of haya. So this brother was explaining to his, or this Ansari was explaining to his brother, cautioning him of having excessive haya and modesty. Rasulullah said, leave him alone, because haya is part of iman. So probably this Ansari person thought that this brother of his who has excessive modesty, and then it will make him shy to even ask for those things which are his rights, etc. Rasulullah prohibited him and said, no, leave him alone, because haya is good. Like we see in the hadith that follows. So haya is part of iman. Haya is an intrinsic quality of iman. And therefore leave him, because this is only going to bring good to him. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم الحياء خير كله وقال الحياء كله خير. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير. That haya only brings good. It brings nothing but good. And the next riwayat says, Al-Haya'u khayrun kulluhu, or Al-Haya'u kulluhu khayrun, which means modesty is only goodness. So since modesty prevents a person from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from evil character, from immorality, from being lewd, being rude, harsh, therefore Rasulullah said, it only brings goodness in the person. One hadith is mentioned that when a person who has haya in him, it will beautify him. A person who has immodesty in him, it will make him look ugly. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Allah give us true haya. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.